in a little bit more detail in the next 10 minutes here on LBC News. But I want to return to this question of returning to work. From next month, the Prime Minister says it's up to employers to decide whether people should return to offices in England or continue to work from home. Boris Johnson's also changed the guidance on public transport in the country, saying that from today, anyone should use it, not just those on essential journeys. Well, let's talk about this in a little bit more detail. Delighted to say I'm joined by Anthony Lorenz, founder of the Lorenz Consultancy, to talk about this in more detail. A very good afternoon to you. Good evening to you, I should say, Tony.
Good evening to you, Chris.
Thanks for joining us here on LBC News. So what's your reaction then to what the Prime Minister has to say? Up to employers now to decide whether people should return to offices in England. Is that the right course?
I think he can say what he wants about employers returning to the office in England, but the majority of office occupiers in central London get in by commuting. We have learnt to use technology extremely well in running our businesses by Zoom meetings and other meetings, and most of our office clients in central London are looking at a 70-30 rule, whereby at least 30% of the staff are going to be working from home in any case, and with the summer holidays coming up in August, most companies want their staff away in August so that they don't take their summer holidays at other times. So I don't think it's going to happen until at least September, October, November, when most of our clients are actually keeping their offices closed at the moment.
What does this mean for commercial property, do you think?
It means for commercial property a complete change. I've been through four recessions. I did 74, 84, 94, and of course Lehman's 2008. Either side of Lehman's, I handled three rent reviews in the same building, where rents in June 08 were £102 a square foot, September 08 was 78, and December 08, 68. Whether we'll see crashes of 30% in the rental market, I don't know. But the majority of tenants in central London are going to be downsizing, and companies who have got 10,000 square feet will be looking for five and five for 2.5. And when they downsize, they tend to save so much on rent by only having half the space, it doesn't necessarily mean that rents go down. The market is going to be extremely busy. We are already out in the streets. And the other thing that tenants are looking for is their own self-contained buildings instead of taking floors in buildings and sharing lifts with people. We've got three office buildings in Mayfair under offer at the moment.
Well, it seems like an extraordinary situation. You just mentioned there your illustrious career and things that you've already seen. There's never been anything like this, has there?
There's never been anything like this before. The worst we ever saw was the three-day week when we had the miners' strike and things in 1974. But there's been a whole change in mindset with regard to the way in which people work today, all right? And people have realised that they can work from home, which they didn't know before, all right? And I really think that there's going to be a massive change in the office market. Landlords used to just fit out premises with metal floors and ceilings, and now they're going into what's called plug-and-play space, whereby offices are going to be offered by landlords more like hotels, so that they can let them on 1 month, 3 months, 6 month leases and then tidy them up again, rather like serviced offices, but landlords are going to take over the serviced office sector themselves. And there will always be a demand for central London offices. We link up best with New York and Tokyo on the stock exchanges. We export all the, our financial services are exported all over the world. So too is our law. We've got Lloyd's of London, who are the biggest insurers in the world. So I don't see a collapse in utility of offices. There was an over demand for offices, but we're going to see a very, very different pattern of work life in central London, and especially affecting the hospitality industry. Because if only 70% of people are in, then 30% of the hospitality companies' clients are going to be lost.
And just going back to your point that we've realised that we can work from home, is that employees or employers or both?
It's both. I live on a farm down in West Sussex, and I have an office in Hanover Square. We're a boutique estate agency and specialising in quite big ticket negotiations. And if somebody turned round to me and said, I have to work from home for the rest of my life, I could do it, with the exception of possibly popping up to London 2 days a week and having meetings in a central London office. So you can work from home. Whether people want to work from home, the social interaction is quite important, because if you're sitting with people, you know, kind of 10 hours a day, you don't get the same social interaction when you're working in your own office. But if you're flat out busy in any case, we have meetings at 10 o'clock every morning to discuss yesterday and today. And I find out actually more from my staff as to what they're doing than I used to.
Well, that's certainly very beneficial. Do you think we were always going down this route and that the pandemic has accelerated it?
I think we were going down the route, and you will have read about the WeWorks and the office group and everything like that going into flexi offices and getting out of the old 10 and 15 year leases with 5 yearly rent reviews. And we were moving that way in any case. But the pandemic has really affected the attitude of people even wanting to go into central London, especially when so many people commute into central London. I mean, out of my staff, 70% are not within reaching distance of central London, and I'm sure that they would all like to work from home. The employers have to have trust in their staff that they are prepared to work from home, and if they have staff trust in their staff, they find out pretty quickly who's not doing the job and who is doing the job. And accordingly, I do see a massive change in the office market, and I see 30% less demand, to put it bluntly.
And just finally, Anthony, do you think we're saying goodbye to the open plan office? Do you think that's going to be different for the future, and with things like social distancing considered?
I think you can work the open plan office with social distancing, but it does mean that you'll need an extra 10% more space in the open plan office. Partitioned offices really stopped in the 1990s or thereabouts. If I remember my early career, all the directors used to hide away without talking to their people. And I think the open plan office is very important, but much more important, we're seeing a massive demand for self-contained buildings where people can run their own office, and people not wanting to have a floor in an office building where they have to share the common parts and also have to share the lifts, especially if there are very few lifts, with people who they don't know who could sneeze on them.
Well, that is a very interesting point, which I hadn't thought of previously. So fascinating talking to you. Thanks for talking to us here on LBC News. Anthony Lorenz, founder of the Lorenz Consultancy, joining me here on LBC News. It's 12 minutes past 5. This